Hello, I'm your host, Al Waller. Today on ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the nonprofit Transamerica Institute, we're discussing the burden of being uninsured and having to seek mental health treatment. Now, mental health has been a widely talked about subject in the media, and as with any other health issues, not having the security of insurance can create a ton of stress. So here to talk with us is Hector De La Torre, the Executive Director of Transamerica Center for Health Studies. Hector, I understand you have a mental health guide that might help folks without insurance find mental health services.
Yes, absolutely. We're proud to have created a free guide that lays out the various options people have depending on their insurance, the insured and the uninsured, in addition to other general information to help people better understand and care for their mental health. If you haven't been diagnosed but have been experiencing any symptoms that might cause you to worry about your mental health or your loved ones, it can be difficult to know where to begin, and even more stressful without health coverage. A survey in 2017 from the nonprofit Mental Health America found that about 17% of adults with a mental illness are uninsured, which translates to about 7.5 million people nationwide. Paying for mental health services without insurance can be costly, but there are some options available to you and your loved ones until you are able to get stable health insurance.
Well, now, what are some options for those without insurance?
Medicaid, the health insurance program for low-income children and adults, is actually the single largest payer of mental health services in the United States. A survey from the Kaiser Family Foundation found that in 2015, Medicaid covered 21% of adults with a mental illness, 26% of adults with a serious mental illness, and 17% of adults with substance use disorder. So it covers a broad swath of those who are affected with mental illness. Medicaid, including the Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP, is often an option that those who don't have health insurance and have low incomes can take advantage of, and they should know that mental health services are covered.
Well, that's incredible. I didn't know how big a role Medicaid played in the mental health care of so many people. So if Medicaid isn't an option, where are some other places for those who are uninsured or who may have trouble paying for health care to go to get treatment?
Medicaid does have eligibility requirements based on income. So if you don't qualify, if you make too much to qualify, there are other options for those people who don't. One option is to look into community health centers, which are community-based and patient-directed facilities that serve as a low-cost option for people to receive comprehensive primary health care and mental health care. A lot of people don't know about the mental health care part, and they charge adjusted fees based on an individual's ability to pay. Also, the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, or SAMHSA, also has local behavioral health treatment facilities, and their website can direct you to facilities based on the services you need, your insurance type, and your ability to pay. Many times your doctor will know where you can go to get these mental health services. And all of this information is in our mental health guide.
Well, Hector, thanks for all of this, because I'm sure this information will be a big help to folks out there who also need a starting point to caring for their mental health. And also, please visit the Transamerica Center for Health Studies.org website for more information on understanding health insurance and to view their free mental health guide. This has been another episode of ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth. Until next time, I'm Al Waller on WYPR.